Praise Jesus, brethren. How have you been in the name of the Lord Jesus? And how is your light? You greet us with your neighbor and wish them the best, which come from the Spirit of God, which come from the holy angels of God, where there is protection, the provision,
and
other good things like those which the Father is meant to give us. Our Lord Jesus told us in Matthew 7, won't the Father give us more better things? Now our Father has many good things and things like those.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
If
he has the many good things and things like those, it means he has the good things in heaven and others like those of the world he gives us, which are like those. As he has the city in heaven, even
if
he builds the city, but it's not the exact.
So
he has many other good things and others like those.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. In heaven we have our cars.
Azotars
and the Urim.
The trance.
But even others like the Prado and the others. Ask them and say,
seek
the kingdom and the righteousness. And these others, I add them to you like those.
Yes, he was to
praise Jesus so much. That's why we don't yearn for things like those.
But
first, yearn for those good ones. Those like them, we add them to us.
Yes, he was to
praise Jesus so much. You know, they are just like.
The way you know,
in a house just like the one of heaven,
but
doesn't reach the standard of the other, but it's just like. Now we thank God for the good moments is added us even today. Truly, he so buys us this time of moving on to understand him. When we first get to understand it, it's not in our minds to lead our feet, but the feet of the righteous, they are led by God. Someone may say, I've not been righteous. Now, who led me to come here? He
God
speaks in Ezekiel 18. When people will see the unrighteousness and they leave it, none of his things which are righteous will be remembered. Those he did of righteousness. Those of righteousness. Those of unrighteousness which he did, God will not remember them.
So if you've
raised your feet today, you leave the unrighteousness, and God reaches you in this place,
you
hold the righteousness is given you,
he'll
lead you to come in this place. And you too who is righteous,
that
you don't dare trust your righteousness, and then you sin. God may count you among unrighteous a thousand years back.
So
that is how he is faithful to reward every person who works, all the good and evil works, and
he
gets to be a justified
God.
Thank him
for
leading us to come in this place, and we thank the Lord Jesus. As
he
spoke in 2 Peter chapter 3, verses 8-10, that is not slow to bring in the end, but he's been waiting for us. And he doesn't want any of us get destroyed. Now we see him buying us time. Now perhaps the end will have already come. Perhaps all of us would already have been given birth in the eras where knowledge was not there. We too have would have gotten destroyed. By any time he buys time for us, he reduces spirits brought on the world. He brings them in different seasons. We too is brought us in the season when the word is there. Thank him for the time he buys us all the time. People ask, why does the end not come, the one he spoke of? But you think slow. For you've not thought of yourself, and you've not thought of your brethren, those to come to get salvation in their seasons. You yourself have not thought that if they didn't buy time for you, you wouldn't have repented. For today is when you've got seasons of repentance. If they brought you in the eras of your forefathers, you remember. Remember how he died? You remember? Your forefather died of bad religion. He died of wizard, another religious person, at the same time a sorcerer. Now their way was required of you to be brought in this season.
Yes, we must be
brought
in this
season. For if we are to drop their season, we too would have been like them. Let's thank God that our colleagues coming, our juniors we give birth, those extend their mother's womb, them to his boat time for them. Now we don't rush on the end, neither though as if, yet we love it.
For
judging Satan and his fallen angels we cast in the lake of fire. We want it, but their colleagues, we don't want to get destroyed with Satan. Now we speak with wisdom and understanding. And we don't just claim, why don't you bring the end, Lord? Yet you promised it. But we thank you for the time he buys us. The time he keeps adding us. It has a great meaning. Unto you who is here today. And the one coming to the preaching of Christ is coming. Now we can thank him with our hand clap. For the good time he brought for us. We want to move on with the call of the nation Uganda. It's known as the call and the covenant and the glory of God on the nation of Uganda. This era of Eddie, which means after death and resurrection of the Lord Jesus, as it was on the nation of Israel in the eras of BC.
Yes,
before the birth of Christ on earth, but he was there in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. We know that we can explain the third phase of the call of the nation Uganda, which has the three parts involved in it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. And we saw how God revealed the call of Uganda in the prophecies within scriptures of truth. And we looked at the second phase, how God revealed the call of Uganda and he passed through history which based in the scriptures of truth and is spoken over in the entire world. Now in our third phase, in our third part, in this third phase, and we see how God reveals the call of Uganda through the prophecies which is passed through his ministers right from Uganda and outside Uganda. And we began to get explained of the four types of visions which are the major. Praise Jesus so much.
The Austrian vision,
we
saw Uganda,
of the Austrian vision of Uganda,
which
was written in the New Vision paper,
mwaka gwa 1992
katonda
nga asinzira mu Uganda okukola omulimu ogusemba
God best in Uganda to do his final work
okwetoola ensi yonna
all over the entire world
Uganda nga ateekateeka manga gwonna
and Uganda prepares all the nations
okudda kwa mukama waffe Yesu
for the coming of the Lord Jesus
tunuulirako kuyitibwa kubikkulirwa kw'omutume John Mulinde
and then we looked at the revelation of Apostle John Mulinde
wa prayer mountain
of the prayer mountain
Uganda
the
World Trumpet Mission katabaka akamanyiddwa ng'obunabbi ku Uganda
that book known as prophecy on Uganda
egwanga mu masanganzira
the nation on the crossroads
tonga tuli bakutunuulirako omuweereza oyo John Kanya
we are to look at this minister John Kanya
alina akulukirwa okubikulirwa ku gwanga lya Uganda
who has a revelation upon the nation Uganda
kama yamugamba ndi oyo nno mu Nigeria
God, this one is a Nigerian
emu kama yamugamba
but God told him
ti revival yekitalo ejja kuva mu gwanga lya Uganda
that great revival is going to come out of Uganda
nange libamu amagezi manji
it will be into involve much wisdom
ubamu okumanya kunji
there is the much knowledge
n'okubikulirwa okuteekebwa mu nkola
revelation put in action
tujja semba yoko kubikulirwa okukuna
we shall end with the fourth revelation
kwaita mu muwala w'ekitiibwa Yoweri Museveni Kaguta
which passed through the daughter of his excellency Yoweri Kaguta Museveni
patience rwabwoko
the one who is known as patience rwabwoko
ngagamba nti omusana
and she said this light
ogwekigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
kulina okubanga kuva mu Uganda okumulisiza amawanga gona
meant to come from Uganda to lighten all the nations
so nga tugenda okweyongerayo n'ebyo byonna
as we're going to move on in all that
kubanga tujukira nga tukyanyo nyoko okubikulirwa kwa basajja bano bava mu Australia
oh, remember I still get an explain of the vision of the men from Australia
kuri what zero okuri where herem what is zero
where is that man Wilhelm
what is zero
what zero
ne Emily Clay
and Emily Clay
yes yabaziwe nyo
praise Jesus so much
tugenda kuba tweyongera okunyonyokako
we are going to move on to get explained of it
songa enkuru zitwasibwa kubanga tulabamu
the major issues we saw within that vision
baga bimsajja inokulembira momo mulimo ogwo gusemba
he said the man to head that last war
inakubanga musha
is meant to be like Moses
inakubanga Elijah
is meant to be like Elijah
nga Daudi
and just as David
iranga sanduku ya matika
and the ark of the covenant
inokuba mu Uganda
must be within Uganda
so twagalo okongera okunyonyoka
and we want to move on get explained
inga tunabatuka kunyonyoka
but before we reach to get explained
tukugurumize kuchitafi
let's first glorify the father
tumsemwe chitibwa
and we honor him
tumwebaze
and we thank him
ruo kutuwa moyo we
for giving us his spirit
na tubikulira ebigambo ebikulu
and reveals us the great words
irano kutuwa ejira abamalaika
and for giving us the armies of angels
ligeno tukulembera mu koro muri mugudu gwe chitibwa
lead us in doing this honorable work
tukuloka kubigerebya fe
let's arise on our feet
so katumugurumize
and we first glorify him
mubigambo byamagezi ge kigambo cha katonda
of the wisdom of the word of God
ebijudo kutekira
which are filled of understanding
bitende mirimu je
which praise his words
eje kitaro
which are great
kitafumize bitu byona
father almighty
tukugurumizanga tukudize kitiwa nitende
we glorify you and give you glory and
kwebaza olwakasera barungi kwotuwadde
thank you for the good time you've given us
kwebaza kwe mukama atuigirize okugasa
thank you you God teaching us to pray
what us suvisa sebo kabaka baka
like you promised us king of kings
gosinzira muisa namona namonana
Isaiah 48
orunyole 17
verse 17
diye kwe mukama atuigirize okugasa
that it is you God teaching us
tukwebaza nolona kuruwalero sebo kabaka baka baka
Lord king of kings
kubanga tuongedde okujja mu so
bogo come in your presence
tuzye kurusozi bolu tukubusebo
on your holy mountain
dabwe chawandikibwa
like it is written
okusinzira mu mike sule yokoda kibali kya kurusozi lwe nyumba ya mukama
come on the mountain of the house of God
yirokuyigirizwa katonda
be taught of God
era nochogera mu Isaiah sule yokuda
book in Isaiah 2
we wawo mukama nerero tuzye
even today Lord we've
come nende kibadde lwa amani
not by power
era sirwa buyinza bwaffe
never by our mind
naye kubwo moyo wo mutukuvu
by your holy spirit
kubanga chawandikibwa
it is written
mu Zakaria sule yokoda olunyoro omukaga disirwa amanyi sirwa buyinza
naye
kubwo moyo wo mutukuvu era n'otugamba balumi esule y'omunana
olunyoro
14 kyabakulembera omwoyo wa katonda obibana ba katonda
laba
kubwo omwoyo wo mutukuvu tweyongedde okujja mu masogo tweyongedde okujja ku lusozi lwo okuyigirizibwa gwe katonda omulamu era tusinkana omwoyo wo okutuyigiriza era nga tukwebaza mukama
kubanga
kubanga watugamba
tukola
abatume esula esooka onola omunaana naye omwomutukubu bwalijja alibawa amaanyi nammwe mulibeera abajulirwa abange mu nsi zonna naffe mukama tukwebaza kitaffe omuyize ebitu byonna mu linnya erya yesu kubanga otuwadde omwoyo wo nekankana okutukulemberamu okujulira enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa katonda n'obutuukirivu mu bwakabaka bw'omu ggulu era tukwebaza kubanga otusaasidde otusonyiye obutali butuukirivu n'otutuukirizaako ekigambo kyo kyewayogera ng'osinziira mu ngeri essuula esooka olyo lwabiri mu essatu nti mukkirize okunenya kwange n'abayiwako omwoyo wange anaabaleetera otegeera ebigambo byange naffe mukama olwaleero tuzze ku lusozi lwo okusisinkana omwoyo wo omutukuvu nga bwe kyawandiikibwa ayi kabaka bakabaka mu yokaana 14:26 nti naye omwoyo omutukuvu bw'alijja alibajjukiza byonna alibayigiriza byonna twongera okumuwa ekifo ekisooka mu linnya erya mukama waffe yesu twaniriza omwoyo omutukuvu weyongere okufuna ekifo mufe kubanga bayibuli egamba obakolisa ekisooka essula ey'okusatu olyole 16 temumanyi nga muli yeekalu y'omwoyo wa katonda tusabaga omwoyo w'amaanyi obeere mufe ogulumize kitaffe ogulumize ekigambo mukama waffe yesu naffe tumugulumize ayi kabaka wabakabaka tukwebaza kubanga okkiriza omwoyo omutukuvu okujja n'omwoyo w'amagezi omwoyo w'okutegeera omwoyo w'okuteesa omwoyo w'amaanyi omwoyo w'okumanya katonda omwoyo w'okutya mukama omwoyo wa mukama ng'ozze mu bujjuvu bwo okuyita mu ggwanga lya uganda okusooka okutuzza obujja okutuggyamu obutabanguko okutuzimba eggwanga ettukuvu erijjudde omusana gw'ekigambo kyo erinaasobola okumulisiza amawanga amalala tukwebaza omwoyo w'amazima kubanga olabise gye tuli kubanga otuzza obujja era newankubadde nga mukama walabiseewo obunkenke naye mukama wagamba owanaabeerangawo okugwa twogere nti waliwo okuyimusibwa mukama nga leero ng'eggwanga lyo tufaanana nga bwe tuli tukusaba wabeerewo okuyimusibwa tekajjira bamalayika b'abatukuvu beyongere okujja okutukulemberamu okulwana n'ebirwanagana eggwanga lyo kubanga bayibuli yegamba ssebo kabaka bakabaka tetwalagana mubira musaayi naye n'ab'amasaza bamalayika abaagwa emizimu naye bayibuli n'etugamba ebyokulwanyisa by'entalo zaffe si bya mubiri na musaayi naye by'amaanyi n'okumenya ebigo tetuba tuyita bamalayika abaweerezaamu naffe bayibuli nga bwe boogeddeko mu kubikulirwa 22 olw'8 paka olw'9 malayika gabuliyeri ng'agamba tulibaweerezaamu n'abo abakwata ekigambo kya katonda twaniriza bamalayika mwenna abatukuvu tubaaniriza malayika maiko malayika abadoni malayika w'omuliro ab'entalo abasagguzi abapefesi muyite mu bwengula bwa uganda muyite mu biwonvu muyite mu biko byonna mumeke sitaani mukwate emizimu egibadde ginywa omusaayi egibadde giwambanta omusaayi okutabangula eggwanga okugyawo okuyitibwa n'okuziyiza omusana ogw'ekigambo ogulina okubeera mu ggwanga lino nga tuteekebwako ekivume era tusaba malayika gabulyeri naawe oyitemu n'okwolesebwa okw'ekigambo kya katonda tewaliwo essuubi waliwo okuddisibwa obujja waliwo okuyimusibwa waliwo amaanyi ag'enjawulo agafubutuka mu bunafu buno obulabise mu ggwanga lino naye mukama wakati w'obunafu leka wabeerewo amaanyiko sebo kabaka bakabaka tulyoke tutegeerenga watuyitanga eggwanga lyo bamalayika b'okuteesa bapime bulungi ensalosalo za uganda ebyetaago byaffe na buli kintu kyonna era sekuriteze eyongere eza bamalayika abatukuvu n'okwongera amagezi abakulembeze baffe ayi kabaka bakabaka okuteekateeka eggwanga lino paka nga tutuukiriza okuyitibwa kwaffe weebale mukama asindisa gira bamalayika b'abatukuvu malayika w'okumanya atandika okutwawulira eby'omuwendo mu bitali bya muwendo weebale okututeekateeka eggwanga erituukirira okusobola okutegeka amawanga gonna olw'okudda kwa mukama waffe yesu mukama akuwa omukisa weetuuliriko yesu yebaziwa abooluganda nga bwe tukugambye tukyeyongerayo ne feezi yaffe eyo ey'okusatu ey'okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya uganda mwetulabira okuyitibwa endagaano
n'ekitiibwa kya Katonda ku ggwanga lya Uganda mulembe gwa AD nga bwe byali ku ggwanga lya Isirayiri mu biro biri ebya BC. Yesu yabazibwa nnyo nga Isirayiri yatandika omulimu ogwalimu okuteekateeka amazaaliwa ga Mukama waffe Yesu ku nsi kuno era weewaawo omulimu ogwo gwakomekkerezebwa bulungi newankubadde nga baayita mu bitawaana bingi naye Uganda waayitibwa okukola omulimu ogusembayo mu nsi omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo ku ssemazinga w'ensi omuli okuteekateeka amawanga gonna olw'okudda kwa Mukama waffe
Second coming of the Lord Jesus.
Yes, you have
praise Jesus so much.
No, no,
to come back for his saints.
So,
now that work, there are many things we've been seeing. That's God's plan, which is in the scriptures of truth. Bring for the lightning future of the world, the
enlightened
future of the world.
Yes, you have asked
praise Jesus so much.
So to serve you, Katonda, to yami.
We ask God much help us.
So we will take it on the
be able to understand this work.
No, go to Kiriza.
And to fulfill it.
In the name of
the Lord Jesus.
Mwana wa Katonda,
Son of the living God.
So I'm going to Gambi.
Like I've told you.
What about that phases also can be.
Already saw the first two phases.
I can't really go phase Yoksatonga.
Right now we are on the third phase. We are winding it up.
Yes, you have asked
praise Jesus so much.
Edanga mo phase no Yoksatonga.
And in this third phase.
Ekitundu ekyokusatu ekyokuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya Uganda
mwe
tuzze tulabira ensonga engeri ez'emirundi esatu
Katonda
zazze abikulamu okuyitibwa kw'eggwanga lya
Uganda
Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo n'engeri yasooka twagikomekkereza Katonda bwe yabikula okuyitibwa kwa Uganda obunnabbi obuli mu Bayibuli ebyawandiikwa ebyamazima mu BC Yesu yeebazibwe nnyo bwe yasuubiza Isirayiri eggwanga
erijja
ery'okumuweereza
is to serve him.
Uchamateka 3:22-21. Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Tukwala ebintu bingi.
Now we saw many things.
Netutuuka ku Katonda akokubiri.
We reached on the second part.
Katonda bwe yabikulukirwa kwa Uganda.
How God revealed the call of Uganda.
Ng'ayita mu byafaayo ebyamazima.
And he passed through the history of truth.
Ebyafaayo ebyasinzibwa mu byandiko ebyamazima.
Which based in the scriptures of truth.
Ebyogerwako okwetoola ensi yonna.
Those spoken of in the entire world.
Yesu yabazibwe nnyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Muli abasajja abanoonyanga omugga guno
where there are men who searched for the river Nile and its source. And they say that the father of all rivers and it's a holy river and where its source is
they
expected a great revival to come from there.
We
told you that happened in 1800. It began right from then. Explorers came in the nation of Uganda.
So
now we've been seeing many things.
So
reaching the third part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. In the third way. How God revealed the call of Uganda and
he
passed through the prophecies which is passed through his ministers right from Uganda and outside Uganda. In this era of the
AD,
and we still get explained of the Australian vision, which was written in the New Vision paper in the 1992. Praise Jesus so much. Where God revealed to them.
God is in our
nation Uganda.
This is where
he put his base.
To do his
final work all over the world.
But
in this vision, we focused much.
They
told us the man to lead that work.
Musa
is meant to be like Moses, like Elijah, and is meant to be just like David.
And
even the Ark of the Covenant must be revealed in the nation of Uganda. Praise Jesus so much.
But
what we are looking unto to them, why is this man like Elijah? Why is he like Moses? Why is he like Elijah? And Why is he like David? That is the heading you're going to be writing.
Australian vision.
That's within the Australian vision.
Uganda.
On the nation Uganda. Want to ask why is the man like Elijah, like Moses, like Elijah, and like David, King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
We are
going to hear it till we reach that part. It will not break us to repeat it.
We
move on, get strengthened with knowledge. We've been hearing of it. We hear it a couple of times. That you can sink into the word.
I know
the Holy Spirit wrote and he
said,
it doesn't ashamed me to write up to you the same things the many times.
It's
the reason why you see the Bible.
The chapters chapters,
you see them speaking things of the other chapter.
Move
on, sink us.
And
to write within us those words. Let's hear it and do that part.
Austrian vision on Uganda. The new vision, Saturday, November 14th, 1992. It reads,
yes,
sir, we...
Praise Jesus.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The revelations coming from the Austrian men in the 1992, they wrote in the New Vision newspapers in that year of 1992. It was on the 14th of the November.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. The name of this man, there is that man Wilhelm Watzel
ne Emily Klein.
And Klein.
Emily Klein.
Emil Klein.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So
the ones who got that vision, they come from a far country from where we are. As they were praying in their revival, and inquired from God revival. That revival to help us is coming from where? And God revealed them it's come from Uganda. Even though they didn't know of this country, and they could never think of it.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. What I told you, what you're going to explain more. Much that God's put his best in the nation Uganda. Do his final work all over the entire world. And they say the man to head that work is meant to be like Moses.
He's
meant to be like Elijah.
He's
meant to be like King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Not that is the king, but just as he did.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
some of the things we're going to get explained more. But they moved on to speak this in that vision.
It reads, sir, we came to Uganda via Kenya on March 13th, 1992, with many expectations. But we are leaving when totally disappointed.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. They say on the 13th, in the 1992, they were to come in Uganda. And they passed via Kenya. And they came with much expectations.
You
know, to come when God has told you my Uganda base is right there in Uganda.
Okay,
I will base there to do a distinctive work and a great work. Final work all over the entire world. But say in this time we are going back.
Disappointed,
but we are totally disappointed. The reason which disappointed them more,
I'm
speaking about it for some time.
That
like I've told you,
that
the call of the nation Uganda was revealed in three phases. In the first way, That within the Holy Scriptures, it's there. And the second way, and this history which has been speaking for about us for some long time,
they
expected if we don't understand Scriptures,
at
least we understand history which has been spoken of us. Whoever reached the nation never moved again.
For
they move very many nations. Explorers will finish their movements and they go back. And there's no book they wrote.
But
when we left Uganda, we went to explore elsewhere. They moved all nations.
And
the time they reached Uganda, they winded up their work. Whoever went back told their colleague. And they
will
mark them, they have to move the other nation and end up here.
So
showing them that nowhere else they have to get that life.
So
now, as we're going to begin the vision, in the third way,
it's
God reveals the call of Uganda. And they thought what they have been speaking of us, we know of them. They think perhaps we have a way we prepared ourselves.
Reason
why they still were totally disappointed on that issue. Reaching here and no one understands what's moving on. All this we explain focusing much. What
they spoke
that God put space in the nation Uganda to do his final work all over the entire world. And they said even the man to head that work, they showed them to them how he's meant to appear. He's meant to be like appear like Moses and just like Elijah and just like King David. Let's move on. We hear
we are born again Christians from Austria. During our revival fellowship from Austria, we had a vision about your country. We did not know even in which part of Africa Uganda was.
Praise Jesus so much.
They said,
while they were in their revival fellowship,
or
they had mobilized born again Christians from different nations.
And
they wanted to inquire from God, the last revival is coming from where?
When they were
in the revival fellowship, God gave them a revelation of the nation Uganda. It wasn't once, it came many times.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But
they
said, though they got that vision, for them, they didn't know which part of Africa we find Uganda.
And
they brought out their maps, as you know, the whites. And they began to search out where we passed to reach Uganda. They searched and researched about all that. Imagine a person doing all that work, trying to see they reach where they have told them, and they can't reach that nation. And the pastor within it are eating banana fruits.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much.
And
the things that are very different.
And
they are looking for eatings. And they don't know what is moving on. That too connects us with pastors who are in Israel. In the times when Jesus was born. Shepherds were seated resting and they had abandoned the sheep. And the Pharisees are looking for money. And they have stretched their backs to be big.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus so much. And they have put every form of bag for themselves to get money for that. And they have changed the word of God, added in it their things. That's why the Lord Jesus speaks much of them. Matthew 23, those days. And the Pharisees were sitting in the seat of Moses. What they read in the laws of Moses to listen to them. But don't do what they do. That too was very threatening. And you do what he reads, yet he too is a thief. But don't steal as he steals. That takes boldness. But it happened. This man from Austria,
what is it on Emil?
What is it on Emil?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
It
made a very serious problem.
Find
that nothing clear is in the nation. Even those days, Apostle John Mulinde had not yet begun. Majorly came out in the 1995. Let's move on with here.
According to the vision, Uganda is a blessed country. God is in Uganda. The Lord is doing his final work here in Uganda.
Praise Jesus so much. They say, according to the vision,
yes, Uganda, see,
Uganda is a blessed country. God explained of that last time. How the blessing appears in the others.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Say God puts best in this nation. God explained of that as we based on the river Nile.
The
river from the throne of God in the kingdom of heaven. That of the Holy Spirit.
When
we prove the river Nile, it's a very great sign
which
showed seat of the Holy Spirit in the nation, the seat of God the Father and the Son,
put
his best in the nation Uganda,
do
his final work all over the world.
But we
got explained in the first part.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's move on. We hear
he's doing his final work here in Uganda. Here in Uganda exists a man who is heading this work, who is Elijah, Moses, and Eric David's throne.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
That
man who is meant to head that work,
who
is like Moses,
is
like Elijah,
and
he's just like David.
Yes, he was with
praise
you.
Jesus so much. And in the next aspect, they say, even the Ark of the Covenant must be in Uganda.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. But I've been telling you, when those men came in the 1992, me, I was five years.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. Now they came looking for a man. Me too, God begins me the journey of heaven in the 2005 and 2011 to reveal me all things of heaven, where there is the Ark of the Covenant, where there is the lampstand, just as Moses brought them.
But
you tell me I sent my people ahead long time, and they backed out what I'm showing you now, because they didn't ask him one thing.
So
that man, how old is he right now? Now they looked for an old man, and
they
looked man who has begun a ministry.
The
vision showed that there must be a great work moving on. It's like the wise men who are in Matthew 2. Those who
signed
for the king of Israel. There is a baby just born. If they look for an old man, they wouldn't have seen the king. King Jesus had been born at that time he was young. Came to look, but the one they are looking for, they didn't realize how he appears. He did good God never to warn them over that word.
Touch
that person those days.
They would
have been a hindrance to get the revelation which is required.
But they
would have retained it and claiming it to be as theirs.
And you're
not trained of God.
But
God hid them that the prophecies may retain there.
That
you can train him aside. Like he trained King David in the bush. You know, King David was always in the bush.
And
taking care of flock, God trains him everything.
Is
the reason they say why it's meant to be like David. Now we shall see those reasons. But we first saw why that man is meant to be like Moses. We got explained of that last time. Why this person is like Moses.
To
give you a brief summary.
Why
this person is like Moses. You must bring images of things within heaven.
To
show them the originals of things in heaven, how they are. Moses is the one God took in the journey of heaven those days. And he brought copies of images and things in heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Yes,
the reason why that man,
like
Moses, like we first heard.
Hebrews
chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. And we told these words. We got explained of this last time.
But
give you a brief sample of that.
Beblaniya esula ya munano nyolokutano abaweereza ab'ekifaananyi n'ekisiikirize ky'ebyo eby'omuggulu nga Musa bwe yabuulirwa Katonda bwe yali ng'agenda okukola eweema kubanga ayogera nti tolemanga kukola byonna ng'ebyokulabirako bwe kiri kyewalagibwa ku lusozi.
Yes, yebazibwe jo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Okusinziira mu Beblaniya esula eno ey'omunaana.
According to Hebrews chapter 8, verse 5 to 6. The children of Israel, they
served
in the copies of things in heaven.
And
just as God showed Moses, and he commanded, told him, do as things commanded you and shown you in heaven. What God commanded you on the mountain. And in there we discovered that God told Moses to make the master seat, the ark of the covenant, and the cherubims. Remember, even the altar was there.
But
it was put at the entrance to the synagogue.
For
there were images of things in heaven. But in the journey of heaven, God reveals me those words.
As the
ark of the covenant is found in the city of God, Jerusalem of heaven. And this time we're not only in the images of them, but to show you realities how they appear in heaven. That's why they say the man is to be like Moses or Elijah.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But as I've told you, but this Austrian man,
Emily Klein,
Emil Klein,
Wamo ne Watzel,
and Watzel,
Boba
he came in 1992. Me, I was a young boy, 5 years. I grow up, I don't know what's moving on.
The 2005,
Urugendo the journey begins. To reveal me all those.
Again,
I didn't know why is it there. Explain why it was moving on. Show me visions which happened in the scriptures of truth. Show me the history speaking about nation Uganda. Show me prophecies has been releasing on nation Uganda.
He
told me you're not going to get hardened in this world.
But
the witness which testifies of what I give you is already in the world.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Thus God prepared his work. Like we've heard in the book of Exodus. Exodus 26 verse
30.
That Moses brought things of heaven. Let's read there and we hear.
Okuva esula ya 26
olunyolwasatu. Exodus 26 from verse 30.
Ero lizimba ewema mu ngeri yayo. gyewalagibwa ku lusozi.
Namugamba nti olizimba eweema
engeri
yayo gyewalagibwa ku lusozi.
Naye
nga bwe twasoose okulyamba Ibulaniya essuula ey'omunaana olw'okutaano mpaka
olw'omukaaga
nti Musa yalaba bifaananyi bye ebyo
by'omuggulu
n'atuleetera tutegeere eby'omuggulu
bifaanana bityo
newankubadde mu biro ebyo tetwasobola
kutegeera
wabula okugamba nti omuntu oyo alina okuba nga Musa alina okuba ng'akomyewo okubategeeza eby'omuggulu bifaanagana bitya omuntu oyo nga si ye
Musaalinga
Musa ng'aleese oddemu otegeere eby'omuggulu bifaanana
bityebyo
nno byonna bye tusoma mu lugendo
lweggulu
abawulira olugendo lweggulu olwatambulira mu
bayibuliumala
emyaka musanvu okuva mwaka gwa 2005
2011 the series of the vision, the dream, the trance,
the Urim,
and the
Thummim,
the spiritual transport. That journey, it prepared me to be like Moses, to be able to show you things of heaven.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
We
know in the era of Moses,
it's
where they revealed the lampstand,
which showed
the fullness of the Holy Spirit, the seven spirits of God, and the seven eyes of God.
So,
this time they were brought in their fullness.
But
the
journey
of heaven moved through the Bible to join up the entire Bible and to reveal it to you. Everything it speaks of where it is, how does it appear?
So,
now, when you hear the journey of heaven, know of one thing, that man to head that work.
It's
meant to be like Moses knowing things of heaven. Even bring their images to see them. Now when you come in this place, the things you see are there a few. We're still making many of them.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
Uyongere okutegeera eby'omuggulu kubanga oyo yalinga Musa okulaga eby'omuggulu biri bitya.
That one is like Moses to show you things of heaven how they are.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus.
Okutegeeza ekikondo ky'ettabaaza kyali
kitegeeza
kati olwaleero osobola okunoonya munsi yonna n'otategeera
naye
olw'omulimu gwa Katonda ogusembayo agusinzira mu ggwanga
Uganda
nze bambadde kukulemberamu
bw'omwoyo
omutukuvu naye ndinawe nja okukoma
nzibutengabwe
Uganda gw'ogende mu
maaso
nze bwe mmala okuggulawo nja kuba mmaze okukulemberamu kubanga bwe yali aŋŋamba mukolesebwa
yaŋŋamba onanyambako
teyaŋŋamba nti ogenda kukola
anti
muna esi lwa
maanyinaye
kuba omwoyo wa Katonda naye yaŋŋamba onanyambako
nange
ne mugamba ŋŋenda kukuyambako
manyi nti omulimu gwandibadde gwangegukozenganzinayetekisobokawange nze to be by my own.
Wanga kitegeza mbanzi menye ekyawandikibwa.
For it means a broken scripture.
Tuli bakozi wamu ne Katonda.
We are workers together with God.
Tumuyambako buyambi ne tusobola kukola.
We just help him but we cannot work.
Tukolako katini.
We do a little.
Ye nakola ekisinga
obunene. And he does the greatest parts.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
So mu ebyo byonna.
Now in all that.
Yavuwa musajja yalinga Musa.
That's why this man is like Moses.
Nga bwe twasooka okulaba.
Like we first saw. So
njagala muntegeere mu kigambo
ekyo. Once you understand me over that word.
Watali kunneesittalako
wadde. Without any stumbling over me in a small.
Yes, he was good.
Praise Jesus so much.
Banga bamulowoozo okunneesittalako.
For some of you are looking away to stumble from me.
Namugamba mutya.
And you say how.
Ye yalinga Musa
atya. He's like Moses how.
At least
every time I repeat it.
I
am not the Moses.
But I'm
like. Just as the vision has said. You can't be Moses.
You are Elijah.
And at the same time you are David.
But it's
just as their way and how they worked. Can you possess three human spirits in one?
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
I
want you to understand that you don't stumble from me.
Now,
even to take news out which is not completed well.
Moses
has come out. Don't speak like that.
Umulangizo kende unachakala nyabande mumanyi era ijja yakomyewo atenga ali mu Musa asali mu ne Daudi
and it is Moses and David
abantu nibaga boyogera
okunde ko se gotten mad
omuntu ali mu omuntu mali mu abantu basatu
one person in him are three spirits.
Yes, we have you.
Praise Jesus.
So we don't take a devil.
Let me speak. You understood that well.
Yes, we have you.
Praise Jesus. The second part we say.
It was
ended up seeing last time. Why this person is to be like Elijah?
Yes, we have you.
Praise Jesus so much. And we saw to be like Elijah. He has to fight with the prophets of Satan. To fight with the prophets of Baal.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so much. For you know the great work of Elijah in the Hebrews before.
We
fought much with prophets of the devil.
The
one who was known as Baal those days. We read in the Kings, in the first Kings, chapter 18 and
14.
And we saw how he told the children of Israel, stop always standing either sides. Let's decide whether Holy Spirit or Holy Ghost. The Holy Ghost.
Let's
decide Jesus or the other Jesuses.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
So while you walk,
now they had the decisions and after to destroy the prophets of Baal.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus so much.
I don't know when I began.
Here is where I told you. Where we studied the schemes of Satan.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus. Some of you here of schemes of Satan. God and His church. You hear the fire within that. It's not yet been kindled well. It's about to be.
Yes, you have seen.
Praise Jesus. We read the scriptures. Second Corinthians chapter 2 and verses 11. We are not like those who don't know the schemes of Satan. And we heard in the Revelations 2, 24-25, that those who don't know the deeper schemes of Satan. But in that way,
and
we show you the schemes of Satan, we see them in the three ways. Both spoken of in the Corinthians, 2 Corinthians, chapter 11, from verse
1
to
3.
Let's read there and we hear. I told you we finished this last time. Because we must understand and ask, what are we going to do? The call of Uganda is not going to get on mountains
run.
We are holding flags of the nation running as the ways back. We are going to implement what we are meant to do. Not to be on the mountain running with the flags around of the nations. Must know its flag which is waved. The flag of the word of God.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus.
So, but now to run against Satan in the
Elijah. When we shall fight with Satan in the way of Elijah.
Satan, to run against Satan never nabi.
We fight with Satan and his prophets.
To know kumanga to many inquisitors emiru diyesa.
Must know those three ways of schemes.
Miranga wanabazi tunyonyora ko.
And they explain to them to us here.
Bakolin secho kubide suraya kuminemo nyolisoka.
Second Corinthians 11 from verse 1.
Singa mungu minkiriza mubusiru siru obotono. Era na ye mungu minkirize. Olunyolo kubiri. Kubanga mbaku atibobuja kwa katonda. Kubanga nabafumbiza bamwe umu. Jokemba lete eri Kristo. Nga omwalo mlongofu. Olunyolo kusatu. Na ye ntide. Nguo msota wegwali mbalimba kawa mubukusa wago. Mpoze birowozo byammwe okwononebwanga mukulaba wamu ne mu bulongoofu ebiri mu Kristo.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kama face we yaje tuzala omulundi ogwokubiri.
Jesus came to give birth to us the second time.
Edwali twafiira mu Adam.
When we are died in Adam.
Yes, yebazibwe nyo.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atwajibwako omubiri gw'omuguru.
And we taken off the body of heaven.
Yaje okutuzala omulundi ogwokubiri.
He came to give us birth the second time.
Okubiza omubiri okuva mu
ggulu. To restore us the body from heaven.
Bwe kyamala okuggwa.
After it got finished.
Omwoyo omutukuvu yalabulamu.
The Holy Spirit warned. 2 Corinthians 11:1-3. And he said that I have gotten afraid, as the devil did in the garden, in the Genesis 3, and Eve in its craftiness. You may be messed up and be shifted back. And you see the gospel of Christ different. And you get in another spirit.
You get another Christ. Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Era yongera wanso kunyonyola n'agamba.
He broke down to explain and he says.
Bakorinse ekyokubiri sura ya 10 n'emu nnyolo kuna.
2 Corinthians 11:4.
Kuba oyajja wabulira Yesu omulala gwe tutabulira. Oba bwe muweebwa omwoyo omulala gwe mutaweebwa. Oba njiri ndala gye mutakkiriza. Mukola bulungi okumugumikiriza.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus so much.
Agamba nti oyajja.
You say the one who comes.
Bwababulira enjiri endala.
They preach you another gospel.
Musobola okugumikiriza.
You bear it.
Bwababa wa Kristo omulala.
They give another Christ.
Musobola okumugumikiriza.
You bear him.
Bwababa omwoyo omulala.
They give another spirit.
Musobola okugumikiriza.
You bear that.
So kye tuba twateeka enkweza Satan.
Why we put skips of Satan?
Mu mitendere gy'emirundi
esatu. In the three ways.
Yes, you have
praised Jesus.
Netusoma.
And we started.
Okwawula omwoyo omutukuvu
n'ebikolwa ebyobutuukirivu
omwoyo gwa Satan n'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya
butuukirivu
bwe mutu ogubadde gukulukuta ennaku zino nga tugusoma mu nkweza
Satan
olyoka olabe abakulemberamu omwoyo wa
Katonda
abalinga Elijja n'abakulemberamu omwoyo gwa
Satan
abalinga bannabbi ba
Baal
entalo zibalukira
awaawo.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus so much.
Abakulembera omwoyo wa Katonda
abalingira yidi like Elijah.
Nabakulembera omwoyo gwa Satan.
Led by the spirit of Satan.
Banabbi ba Baal.
The prophets of Baal.
Banabbi ba Satan.
The prophets of Satan.
Twawukanira.
And we differ from there.
Enjiri yegendo soko kutwawula.
Gospel is what going to first separate us.
Ebikolwa abi bya mwoyo mutukuvu bya mwoyo gwa Satan.
Are they of the Holy Spirit or the spirit of Satan?
Kubanga bagambi nti omunawe ko mwoyo mulala munagukiriza.
When you see another spirit, will you bury?
Twagala mwoyo wabatume.
We want the spirit of the apostles and the prophets.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Ebikolwa abi byobutukuvu.
And his works of righteousness.
Nga bibirambikiddwa mu byawandiikibwa.
They marked in the scriptures.
Wabula guno omuzimu omutukuvu gwe batuwala era ennaku zino.
Holy Ghost they give us these days.
Mbukulinganga omwoyo omutukuvu.
That it's like the Holy Spirit.
Tujja kubikiriza.
We shall not accept it.
Wanga Bible yegamba.
The Bible says.
Bwe muliraba ekintu eky'omuzizo.
If you see the abomination.
Nakitudde mu kifo ekitukuvu.
Seated in the holy place.
Nga mumanya.
You will know.
Ekifo ekisooka ekitukuvu.
The first holy place.
Tulinawo Holy Spirit.
We have the Holy Spirit.
Ekifo kyatuddemu nga kitukuvu.
The place
Holy Spirit
is Holy. Holy Spirit.
Kakati bw'okyusa n'olekawo Holy.
When you change.
N'otekawo Ghost.
And you put Ghost in the Holy portion.
Omanyirawo waliwo
ekyabwe kiriwo. You know something is wrong happening.
Ate bw'oddira ekkanisa yandibadde ntukuvu.
Ife.
Kubanga tusuubira okuba ekkanisa entukuvu.
Talina
bbala na lufunyiro.
Without spot nor wrinkle.
Ate n'oyita.
And you call.
Holy Ghost atuule mu kifo
ekyo.
Mu kkanisa eyo mu mitima gwo.
Kwe
kugamba nti ekifo ekitukuvu batuuzizzaamu
eky'omuzizo.
Yesu
yeebazibwa.
So olutalo oluli awo okwawula omwoyo wa Katonda n'ebikolwa
ebyobutuukirivu
omwoyo gwa Satan n'ebikolwa byagwo ebitali bya
butuukirivu
era abasomi naffe mulabye ebintu
bingi
tubuzaayo wiiki emu yokka
eyejja
tutandike Kristo omutuufu n'ekkanisa
ye
abatukuvu
be
bagenda okudda okunona
ne
bakristo ab'obulima n'amakanisa
gaabwe
ebizimbe ne bannabbi baabwe ab'obulimba omanyi bo babeera mu kuzimba bizimbe bayite
ekkanisa
Now,
ministers of the living God, ministers of Christ, and it's as the state is going to come back for. A battle is going to be waged there.
You
see prophets of Satan, prophets of Baal. You see them on the church they are building. Even
you
who was perverted will still light and run.
This
the man who saw it and ran quick on the
ear
of Elijah.
He 50
prophets of God.
He
told Elijah,
I hit
50 prophets.
If you had
hidden
children of God,
them to go to
prophets,
leave them, come meet Elijah,
yes, and do the work.
Praise Jesus. Stop hiding at them all days.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Said,
now you see. Pastor is telling us to bring people, our people here.
When you bring them here,
bring them, come know what to do and go back
home.
They are not their houses, they are going to come sleep in here.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus.
Let's
be like how John did.
He told
the disciples, go to Jesus, he has come to teach you the most.
And
then begin, move on, go on, do work.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
So, the
battle of pulling people to here, but to take them back to heaven.
For
they know their place here on the world, which is permanent.
They know their
permanent city right here, but the permanent one is in heaven.
Yes, yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
So, but separate
the Lord Christ and his church, his saints, and his ministers, and the false Christ and their churches, the building, and the ministers who are false, we shall head on to see the rightful gospel. The gospel of the kingdom of God and the righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, which involves getting born again,
be
given a body from heaven, eat the food of the word of God, which is perfected, separated from the gospels of the devil, of the finances and gains of the world. You will be revealed and see themselves are going to
wonder,
God, why did this come for us?
Yes,
praise Jesus.
It
is done good to them.
He's claimed
not to be the nation is silent as he's preparing. When you arise, they will hear of him.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So we move to
some of the things we saw why this minister is to be like Elijah. But in the other part, why this man is to be like Elijah, we see him, Elijah, John the Baptist. Elijah, John the Baptist.
I know he's
meant to prepare for the coming of Jesus.
The
other time he prepared for his birth. But this time, he prepares for his second coming. Elijah, John the Baptist.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Now,
others say, apostle is imparting all those honors to himself. These are not honors, this is work to be done. If you want to call yourself and do it. You're free to call yourself Elijah or Moses. You can call yourself
Ezekiel.
But you have to do what Ezekiel did. If you call yourself Saul, you do the work of betraying Christ. If you
call
yourself Paul and you settle. Issues of names is not upon honors, but work to be done.
Elijah John.
Elijah John.
John the Baptist.
These
are not honors. This is work to be done.
You
find me in honors here.
Or
you found Elijah John the Baptist in honors. You found him taken in chariots.
This
is not honors. This is work.
Yes, he was doing.
We want to see that word.
Nabi Elijah,
Prophet Elijah, and the one who came back as John the Baptist to prepare the way of the Lord Jesus. Why is that man Uganda?
Uganda, soka weteke teke.
Uganda, first prepare yourself to the coming of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Teke teke
and prepare all the nations.
Yes, you have
raised Jesus Christ. This is opening the way of God. According to Malachi 4, verse 5 and 6, God speaks this. When he promised Elijah's second coming,
we saw in
1 Kings 18.
Mm-hmm.
Malachi 4 from verse 4.
Mujukira amateeka ga Musa omuddu wange. Genamulagirira ku Kolebu olwa Isirayiri yenna.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus.
Ukusokera ddala.
First and foremost,
Musa alina okubanga kwali.
Moses
engeriza Musa. Okujjukira amateeka gaali.
After all the laws of Moses.
Mukaseera ako wansi.
In that time down,
ateera yijja naye abeerenga naye enkola ze zigenda mu maaso.
Elijah and his ways have to be moving on.
Malachi 4:4.
Malachi 4 verse 4.
Mujukire amateeka ga Musa omuddu wange. Genamulagirira ku Kolebu olwa Isirayiri yenna, ebiragiro n'emisango. Onyolokutaano, laba, ndibatumira Eriya nnabbi olunaku olukulu olw'entiisa olwa Mukama nga terunnaba kutuuka.
Yes, he was willing.
Praise Jesus so much. He told them,
those
who are going to be on the safe side,
they
accept the remembrance of Moses. Get back no things of heaven. How to prepare, get back to heaven. That they are not affected by Elijah's coming.
He's
coming to fight with the false prophets.
And
this time he comes as John the Baptist.
People
can prepare the way of the Lord Jesus. Remember, he came to prepare for his birth.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But this prophecy was showing that in the same way,
you
come to prepare again on the great day, the last day. This time I am not John. I am not John. Neither am I Elijah. But in their likeness. In the works they did is what we are to do.
Yes, why
they say like Moses and Elijah. Like David. David of Israel.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. When you can't be three people within
you
one. Do in the ways they did things. God promised that Elijah will be coming. When he reached to be born, people didn't first know he was the one. Even the disciples asked the Lord Jesus. We heard before you came. Before you were born on the world. Elijah was meant to come. He told them no. Elijah already came. And you did to him what you did. You wanted. Let's read in Matthew 17.
Matthew 17. Tandikira kunyola omwenda.
Matthew 17 from verse 9.
Katutandikire wali waguru. Okay, katutandikire omwenda tujja kuddayo ku waguru katatu.
Matayo sura ya 17 olunyola omwenda.
Matthew 17 from verses 9.
Bwe bali nga bakka ku lusozi, Yesu n'abalagirira nga agamba nti, temubuulirako muntu bye mwolesebbwa okutuusa omwana w'omuntu lw'alimala okuzuukira mu bafu. Onyole 10. Abayigirizwa be ne bamubuuza ne bagamba nti kale kiki ekigambye abawandiisi nti Eriya kimugwanidde okusooka okujja.
Yes, you was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. When you look Matthew 17, from verses 9,
head
on to verse 10 now,
they
asked the Lord Jesus, according to the writers, those who read the scriptures, they say, Elijah has to come before you to prepare your way. But where is he then? He was in the world and they didn't know that.
Matayo sura ya 17, olinyo lwe 10.
Matthew 17, verses 10.
Abayigirizwa be ne bamubuuza, ne bagamba nti kale kiki ekigambye abawandiisi nti Eliya kimugwanidde okusooka okujja. 11, n'addamu n'agamba nti Eliya yajja dda. Eliya ajja. N'addamu n'agamba nti Eliya ajja ddala alirongoosa byonna. 12. Naye mbagamba nti Eliya amaze okujja. Nabo tebaamumanya. Naye ne bamukola bwe batyo. Ne bamukola bye baayagala. Bw'atyo n'omwana w'omuntu alibonyaabonyezebwa bo.
Owulidde kye yabagamba. Elijah
told them Elijah already came.
Elijah
just got a chance to be born the second time in the world. Not that you have the spirit of Elijah.
Elijah
the original was born in the world the second time.
To fight
the first prophecy executed the work well. God gave him a chance to get back to the second mission. But don't you think you'll get a chance? You'll go and come back. The first release prophecies about that. I will send you Elijah who was to come back. Don't get the demon of the net to tell you, I am Abraham, I've come back.
Matthew 17,
verse 13.
Awo abayigirizwa ne bategeera nti yayogera nabo ku Yokaana Omubatiza.
Bategeera nti yali ayogera kwa
They realized he was speaking of John the Baptist.
Kakati kuluna amannya baagakyusa
nga azaalibwa. He just changed the names as he got born.
Kubanga obunabbi bwali bugamba erinnya lyalibeera nalyo.
Had say the name of which he will come with.
Okusinziira mu Isaiah.
According to Isaiah.
Nabagamba aliyitibwa.
And they said.
Mukama ali naffe.
He will be called God is with us.
His
name spoke of Jesus.
He arrived
on the world.
It was a prophetic
name proclaiming. God is here. Born here.
I don't know
you. They call John where they prove well.
You are
John, yet God is not with them. You just spoke. What are you going to show that you are John?
Which means God is
in us and is here.
Yes, you have been.
Praise Jesus so
much.
According to Matthew chapter 3.
Elijah.
Prophet Elijah, John the Baptist.
He
did his work in this way.
For
the birth of the Lord Jesus. Why is this man meant to be like Elijah?
It's
the God's final work.
Based
in the nation of Uganda.
He's meant
to do this what John did.
That's
what Elijah did the other time.
Hunting
for the false prophets.
And he
does the work of preparing the way of the Lord Jesus.
Now
these are not honors, it's work.
If you look
through, you cannot handle.
You
know this one man.
He's
out in the city.
He came out and he
said he was the one they were looking for.
Man
has to appear how and he does what.
Then you realize
that man who claimed to be whether he's the one.
That these
ones are the dogs.
When we
speak of the 77 dogs.
Things
we speak.
They will
beat you because you got to beat you for nothing.
You are made to do what and what before you speak. And you see whether you are the one. Let's finish Matthew
3.
Matthew 3 from verses 1.
Munnaku ezo, Yokana omubatiza najja ng'abuulira mu ddungu ery'e Buyudaaya. Olunya olw'okubiri ng'agamba nti mwenenye kubanga obwakabaka obw'omu ggulu bunatera okutuuka.
Yesu yebazibwe.
Praise Jesus so much.
Atambula agamba mukole ki?
He moves on proclaiming to repent.
Enjiri y'obwakabaka bwa Katonda.
The gospel of the kingdom of God. That's why you see in Matthew 24, verse 11 to 14,
Bible
says,
in
those days,
the false
prophets have increased.
And
the false Christ,
and
the love of men will draw cold. The gospel of the kingdom of God, the kingdom of heaven,
it will
be preached in all nations.
Be
a witness,
and
then the end will come. But remember,
we resume
the gospel of the kingdom of God in the kingdom of
heaven.
We pass through the gate of heaven.
Mujahagala kumanya yokana linakora bisi kuteka teka kuboria mukama.
John is to do to prepare the way of God.
You wangu wone robo nate mubura.
All signs, don't you see them?
Omani Bible yegera nega.
No, Bible says.
Mumu manya kutupuli robo nero wewe.
You can even predict the signs of the world.
Nemuda bebire nemuga mukuru.
You see clouds and you say it's going to rain.
Nemuda borufu nemuga mukusa na kugenda kuva mungu.
You say the sunshine is going to be March.
Munaite mwenza kuete kireza biro bino.
Can't you look and then realize the seasons we are in?
Woroza lwaki saso kakogera we?
You think why did I first speak like that?
Manga nandi ze.
I would have come.
Zira
Elijah, I have arrived.
Naibu kama yabakora na yaka kodi na.
God
zoko bateka basoke basome barabeno kulaba.
Sit them down to first study and open eyes to see. Will I reveal my secrets to them?
Most,
why did you stop? I waited for some things to happen and come. And when they wished me, I said, bring me the Australian vision and I pocketed it. I waited for it. I pocketed myself.
I kept silent.
For when signs will reach and he tells me to move on. Everything in that vision was here. Those who had that vision, there was
Pastor Winnie.
Pastor Winnie.
On
the television of one man. And he's reading. And these ones are happy.
Every day
free, it's our side. You know your television. And you are reading a certain vision.
What you
read, there are others who have it another side. It was a surprise to them.
I know Kumanga
Moses. Just like Moses.
Mama, Musa, let the sand we
have it.
Just
be like Elijah.
Hey, before,
that's what we are up to these ends.
we started
things here.
We
see it with our eyes. Now to say,
it's
good I did impose it over me.
I was
trained before.
A
pastor
trained
your God, you just come to speak things over yourself. When God trains, he says,
my
servant is deaf.
He
is a blind person. He sees much, he speaks
little.
He hears much. He speaks a few of them. Slow.
Here
a little, there a little. Till you brought out the light. Most people say,
these people
would have come in the call of you, the nation. They see the first phases. They prepare you to reach here. On the third phase.
We're not
praising ourselves, but we prove
unto
the children of God. This is not falsehood. This is God's work. If you refuse
what's spoken of you as Uganda first.
God
to put upon you a great work to base in your country.
First, reject that
as Uganda, and after reject, they want to lead you in it.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
If
we accept our
work,
accept the one showing us how to do it,
whom
God has put there.
Most people
say,
many have come
out with revival.
Now when
they heard we here, we don't speak that word revival. We speak new generation.
And new generation is a revival.
New generation is the revival, actually.
God
just changed the word into another
version. What is
common in people's ears, revival, is the same we have
had. No.
He said this time,
a new generation.
Use new generation.
According
to Psalm 78.
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Let's
call it a new generation, for it's the revival. Now they expect it.
I'm going to speak the word. New generation.
What is
revival?
I would go in and revive. He just corrected. When the Old Testament was faced, you threw it.
He's
the wise God.
People
are tired of Old Testament. Things in it are not clear. They confuse. Yet Murray now chase. I bring a New Testament.
Get it
to become new, the entire of it.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus.
Na yeye yalinga
Elijah. Someone like Elijah.
I know kubira nga yokano mubatisa.
Meant to be like John the Baptist.
Arwana gana mungeri Elijah.
Yasoka. From of Elijah who came before.
Mubaseka baka.
In the Kings.
Ejisoka 18.
Kings 18.
Arwana gana ba nabi
wovima. With the first prophet.
Atemu kasera ke.
At the same time.
Yalinga yokano mubatisa.
Like John the Baptist.
Nenjiri yoga kabaka.
The gospel of the kingdom of God.
Guno chovana gami entimulimu.
That's why he said this is work.
It is
not to be honest to yourself.
Musa,
that
Elijah,
Yohana,
John,
Daudi,
David.
Mirimu, it is work. You have to execute the work. Not to impose it over you and speak it out just. You go to
Elijah,
I have Elijah, I have
a right.
What do you do? And Elijah did what?
Yes, he was
raised Jesus.
Matthew 3, verse 3. Kubango yonabi Isaya kwe ayogerako, ngagamba anti, edobozi liyoyo ayogera waguru mudungu nti, mulongo soru kudolu wa mukama, mulungamia makuboge.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He's
spoken of in Isaiah.
Edobozi lye lyamulangirwa kali nakwogera atya.
Proclaimed how he was meant to speak.
Mwe bannabbi ba Katonda.
You prophets of God.
Mwe nabaweereza.
You ministers.
Abatume.
The apostles.
Kamuli kusaidi ya Katonda.
The side of God.
Mubulira abantu amakuboge.
Preach people God's ways.
Mulongose kubulira lyokujja kwe.
His way of his coming.
Siche tulikoka.
Is it not what we up to now?
Matayo sura ya 3:4.
Matthew 3:4.
naye yokaana oyo yayambalanga engoye ez'ebyoya byeŋŋamira nga yesiba olukuba olw'eddiba mu kiwato n'emmere ye yali nzige.
Now those who say, go get a belt tied upon yourself. We don't see with that
and
a cloak upon yourself. And that sheep's belt. Camel's hair. We don't see with camel's hair. You don't eat white locusts and honey. You know your thoughts are still in the flesh. Let me shift you from flesh to the spirit. According to the
health
it's in Ephesians 6. Right from 10 to 13. The belt of truth. We are not going to bring physical things and the clock to tie it upon us. We
are
going to
bring
the belt of truth in our waist. The truth of the word of God. And
what
us
brings
word. I think you've written Ephesians. Ephesians 6.
10
to 13. You see our weapons of our war. But the truth in the waist, the belt, the belt of truth,
is
what we put upon ourselves now.
But
we normally do things in the physical flesh. To clothe these clothing, camel's hair. It's closed half. You
can close
it here. And it's stretched like this side. And the leg and the hands are not on it. This one is the, and this side, they are not there. But
it
gets to this size. Even on this hand, it's to this side. But here it's cut here. Even here it's cut off here. It means what? It means Malachi 3.
13.
Those who are breathing over the evils moving on the world. Malachi 3:13. Unto
18.
The book of remembrance
is
written before the Lord. Unto those who
grieve
over the unrighteousness.
We don't more
clothe with fat clothes like that. But we grieve over all unrighteousness. In Malachi
3,
verse 13 to 18, that the book of God, it was written, the book of remembrance, unto those who grieve over every unrighteousness
is
done under the sun.
So
the don't bring sackcloth physical and we clothe them this time. You know, men were here, Revelation 11.
Said,
God would send his witnesses and they are clothing sackcloth and they brought out cloth them physically.
So
sit in the councils of God's words.
So
mark them, analyze them before you move on. Those two witnesses, they are the children of anointing. The two kelpies who remained in heaven.
But they are
anointing all their spirit. He worked in Elijah and in Moses.
Then
you will not see those witnesses physical.
But they will send the
spirit who was Moses and Elijah.
Amen.
Now we are not to cloth per cloth in the world.
Yes, you must
raise Jesus so much. But our third clothes, we shall tell them to you in Malachi 3:13 to 18. And the book of God of remembrance was written before him. And
to
those who grieve over unrighteousness, which moves on in the church and in the entire world.
The
book of remembrance from the journey of heaven.
And
you hear us speak of it much. That is the book of remembrance. Another says, not explain of eating locusts. in eating wild honey. When we speak of wild honey, we speak of the word of God. For when you see honey, you buy it. Honey and its corns.
Yes,
praise Jesus. When you speak of, usually flows with milk and honey. But the milk is of the word of God. The milk is of the honey is of the word of God. According to 1 Peter chapter 2, verse
1-2. So
do not find me in the bush looking for honey.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
You
will not find me in the bush looking for honey, but you will find me in the word of God.
And
we are in the milk of the word of God. The honey of the word of God.
Amen.
And we hear the aroma of knowledge.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Amen.
I'm going to pass through why the man is to be like Elijah. In this time, why do we see him as John the Baptist? In the way preparing of the coming of Jesus. As the nation Uganda, he's been committed that work. Be what I know by myself, on my side.
Give
you what you are to use to prepare nations.
Not
go like our colleagues who came from the prayer mountain. From Apostle John Molinde. Those things they went to nations to work. But they reached there no rightful gospel. And they rejected them in nations they went. By the substandard gospel they took.
Got
Ugandans who came from here, took them in Bible colleges to teach them. Those who failed, they married the elder men and women in England and America, and the nations they went. And
those
actors, house boys and house girls.
Until
you're going to do a work,
you must take understanding
others in the cost of the kingdom.
Not
go what you speak substandard. Let's believe or not,
if you
refuse to be trained,
you
will not do that work. It's impossible. If it was possible, you would have handled it long time.
Prayer Mountain
has been there from 1995. What do you have? What have you done on this work? And Apostle
Mulinde
has gone to make a way for us. Where we shall go, we shall find it
more than
the way they expect us. For he says,
yes,
he is not the one to do that work.
He said
God will raise those to do it.
He is there
moving on, announcing. He lives hanging there.
As we
shall pass there, they understand us very well. Let God bless him for that. Move on, understand what we mean.
And
we'll be able to get back home in heaven.
That
not perverted by those sitting on those mountains. Even I see the
journey
of perverting, I see it.
As I speak,
prayer mountain was captured by demons, which call themselves God. They come on the heads of people there. And the Christ goes off and they say, I am your God. I died for you. And
as they say, Jesus comes,
hi Jesus.
And
they beat them down. There is a problem there on that mountain.
But God's given us grace.
Let
it set us all that will pass away.
Yes, you must be
praise Jesus.
Everything
will pass away.
The
call of the nation rises again right
so
now.
This
time is not getting backwards.
Lord,
you hear many threatening things in this time.
There's
tension in Uganda.
But
that tension,
what
showing that it's the time.
Sonzo bunkeke tebina chemunye nyana.
Tension doesn't threaten me at all.
Oba musubira kumusubiza kuba bomu.
If you expect to bomb, or you throw what it's upon you.
Na yenze manyo obubonero bwo kuitwa kwa gwanga lya Uganda okutukirizibwa.
As signs of the call to be fulfilled on
Uganda. Kubanga mu phase yo kuna.
In the fourth phase.
Yo kuitwa kwa gwanga lya Uganda.
The call of Uganda.
Tugenda kula kubonero obuli bawo.
We to see signs which will happen.
Kuitwa kwa Uganda ngakutukirira.
And the call of Uganda is
obonero ufanagana no kujja kwa mukama wa Yesu.
Which appear like Christ is coming.
Africans
and Africans are fighting.
It shows
us the time.
If you are cutting
off others, you wait your judgment.
For when we begin,
judgment begins.
We are the indicators for the time.
Some of you have been saying, we are the problem.
We
are the problem.
Yes, we have
been praise Jesus.
You know
what we have to know is the time was to get to be born. They were killing every firstborn child. They were killing people by then. That doesn't threaten you.
Jesus
is come in the nation, they are looking for them.
They
want to kill him, the pharaohs.
He
has to appear in the nation and all the world. You may look at what is happening.
And
you forget Jesus is born in the nation.
And
they want to threaten
you. They
don't know where it is.
Awo ne bava e Yerusalemi ne mu Buyudaaya wonna n'ensi yonna eriranye Yoludaani ne bajja gyali olw'omukaaga n'ababatiza mu mugga Yoludaani nga baatula ebibi byabwe.
That's why we tell you
say
I have to confess sins, I'm tired.
We
tell the gospel till you want to leave sins.
You don't
just preach someone on the way.
Yes,
you get saved. Confess. Let's go, I baptize.
He first
preached the gospel of the kingdom of God. And they came to
baptize.
To baptize them. They confessed their sins. And they were not forced over that.
Matayo sura yokusatu olunyolo musanvu.
Matthew chapter 3 verse 7.
Naye bwe yalaba abafalisaayo abangi n'abasaddukaayo abangi nga bajjirira okubatiza kwe n'abagamba nti mwe abaana b'emisota ani yabalabula okudduka obusungu obugenda okujja.
Kakati ekizibu.
Now the problem.
Elijah John the Baptist knew that the Pharisees were prophets of Satan. They are children of the serpent Satan. Even his vipers, the fallen angels. He told them, you, who warned you? What's coming next is not easy. Your ministries are not going to remain. Now we know it. In a short time, there are Pharisees who will come to me. I don't say you are the Pharisee. We expect Pharisees to come. And surround them and corner them, and they have to come. But we have to be careful of them. Some don't totally get saved.
You may be there and is arrived.
Who said this is the way to get saved? When you see me look at them, tell them sit behind. I don't have a corporate seat here. I brought you here. You sit in the front. When they reach to land, come in the front. Check whether the viper mentality is out of them.
All the ways they train me well in the jar of heaven.
If you come here, you're a pastor, we don't give you a different distinctive seat. We are unto serious carefulness, shown us by the name of Jesus, just as led by the Spirit of God. And we remember our Lord Jesus what he told us. If truly you're rightful, come on an occasion and you are honorable, sit behind. When they will see you and notice you are worthy of that honor, they will bring you in the front seat.
All ways and revelation in action.
Matthew 3:8
Told them, don't claim your ministers. That your father is Abraham. God destroy you, we can do that. Get offsprings from the stones. What I told you. If you refuse to serve, you will send here. 10,000 angels. And he's given them identity of Ugandans. Those ones are not enough to do a ministry.
They are here, serving in the spiritual world, hiding.
I give them bodies like Ugandans, and they have houses here. Fellowship as ministers. Now, don't claim unto God. Bodies for human beings like us.
Do not stop welcoming visitors.
Then you welcome angels.
They shouldn't threaten you.
And they refuse to serve. I come stones and I get children from them.
Not physical stones. Angels give them bodies like ours.
You come with money you don't know where they came from. They buy off all buildings here. And they begin works. They will minister. Like 10,000, you know how they are. That is a big synagogue. They are enough.
Gospel.
If you refuse,
webali bagenda kuba bakola
naye bwe
tunaagaana yagamba guno gwe mulimu ogusemba tegutekeddwa kulemererwa waakiri bannayuganda ewabagaana okola ne bamalayika
njakolayo
bamalayika bafuule bannayuganda bakolagane ne bamalayika bannaabwe abali mu nsi
y'omwoyo.
When
I knew, I said, Lord, if I don't stop, I have a problem in this brain.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus. May I have to serve?
You know,
Joshua told Israelites, me and my house, we shall serve the Lord. Beside you today,
for
our fathers who are out there on the rivers and the shores of the lake,
who
to serve the living God. People made a covenant saying,
we
shall serve God our God, who has brought us this far, and fought many battles for us.
Yes, he was
praise Jesus so much.
So, Ugandans,
we made that covenant for God and our country. After we showed that we can never reject that,
yes, he was
praise Jesus so much. Let's finish these verses.
Matayo sura ya 3 olunyiriri olwe 10.
Matthew 3 verses 10.
Naye kakane mbazi etekedwa ku kikolo ky'emiti. Buli muti ogutabala bibala birungi gunaatemebwa.
Ate ekizibu ekiriwo.
The problem which is.
Gwe buli weereza ng'omanyi tebulina bibala by'obwakabaka.
Every ministry, you know, it has no fruits of the kingdom of God.
John,
Elijah, John the Baptist, that is his work. He has come with his axe, the word of God.
Every
ministry which never bears spiritual fruits, which robbed the children of God,
is
meant to power down.
I don't
struggle about that. Well, first they know that.
I don't waste time to speak.
I just move off and you understand that. You walk and shake off the dust of that place. And you move on. If they remain in that place, you tell me.
Abambaba kanyuga. You can say. Adam nago bera wali ngagobaraba.
And you are there. And you see them.
Sayengo siri sotro inachana.
You're silent. You have nothing to do.
Mukama yagambi abobajie.
What told you I've taken this away? The woman who first hosted
at
Entebbe Road,
she was there at
Zana.
Amazing Grace
at Zana, the market happened. When she changed, she brought the other prophets to fight. To fight this gospel, not to be preached to people. They had a prophet and
will
say that in 2014 that there was going to be a war here
and
that God had chased Museveni from the presidency.
And
he spoke that he had the call of the nation. When I came, I told them this grace is going to come back to presidency. Did he come back? They turned against me. Me too, God said, I saw a vision through them out of the market.
He
chased them, they are no more there.
Every
ministry in this nation and in the world
in town,
and they claim they are in Christ but they are con men.
Matayo sura ya 3 olunyiriri olwe 11.
Matthew 3 verse 11.
Matayo esula ya 3 olunyiriri 10. Naye kakane mbazi etekedwa ku kikolo ky'emiti. Buli muti ogutabala bibala birungi gunaatemebwa gunaasulibwa mu muliro. 11. Nze mbabatiza na mazzi olw'okwenenya. Naye yajja ennyuma wange yasinga amaanyi. Sisaanira na kukwata ngatto ze. Oyo alibabatiza n'omwoyo omutukuvu n'omuliro.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus so much.
Nze nga ngenda mu maaso n'okukola omulimu guno eno.
Move on, do this work.
Otwala mu mugga bulungi ne nkubatiza.
Take you in the river where I baptize you.
After
preaching the next,
the baptism
of the Spirit,
you
get a body from heaven,
you
get a gift from heaven, open your new relation with God,
you
go out in the Spirit
and
the fire of the Word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Lord.
And then you rise up.
Now the acts,
the acts of the Word of God.
That's why he
tells them in Jeremiah 23. He tells them, the Word of God is a hammer. It's a hammer. It's a consuming fire.
He
tells them it's a double-edged sword.
It's
on all trees which never bear fruits. Of the Spirit.
All
who perverted from the gospel of truth.
We can still read and so many ways.
You know the axe is on the root of the tree. You know some trees have grown very big.
They
and branches big ministry.
But
destroys people. Now the
axe.
The Word of God to pass through them.
Misana na chiro.
Day and night. Every time it will pass through. After the television begins, you know the battle has been waged.
Now,
we are not going to go with physical acts in their synagogues. The Word passing through you.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So, that's
what we can speak of briefly.
Why
this man is like Elijah and John the Baptist,
preparing
the way of God
to
fight the false prophets.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much. End with this. But why he is like King David?
Oh,
he sits on the throne of David.
It's the last
aspect in this vision of the Austrians, which come from this minister,
Wilhelm
Watzel and Emil Klein.
Yes, he was when you
praise Jesus so much. And
they
said this minister
is
meant to be like King David.
And
great things on King David. To fight to see that the Ark of the Covenant, the Word of God,
is
restored in the midst of church,
or unto
the house of God, the children of God.
The
Word comes back to be written in you, in your heart. Together bringing back the praise, the worship and the praising of God, which is extreme, which is in the Word of God. Now those in the choir, you've understood that. These days God has given us songs right from the one to test we were into when we chose out our musicians. But man has to be like David. Bring back the Ark of the Covenant. It is the Word of God in the house of God. Bring back the Word of God in your heart.
And
there are songs, the praise and the worshiping,
they
shake the waist of God.
The
Spanish songs which have been so far. You are in the church. This generation is for Jesus. The olden generations were there for Jesus. Was it for, for Satan?
You see,
musicians have damaged trousers. They are singing gospel. And they are all funny. Those ones need David to bring back the praise.
They
will get jealousy over it. The first
aspect,
why the man is like King David, who sits on the throne of King David,
first
restore the Ark of the Covenant. The second,
to
bring back worship and praise of God,
songs
of the Word of God,
and
the voices of the songs. Bring back the Ark.
ettendo okutendereza Katonda
followed with the praise of God
n'okumusinza
and the worship
okuli mu kigambo kya Katonda
which is in the word of God
nenanga eziri mu kudoboozi
and harps with the voices
ery'ennyimba
of the songs.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much. According to 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verses 1 to 4.
Abaka Dawudi kuno gwe mulimu gwe omukulu
ogwamulisa mukulembeze. Main work where he was brought in leadership.
Samuel ekyokubira esula ya mukaaga onyolisoka.
2 Samuel chapter 6 from verse 1.
Awo Dawudi nakunganya nate abasajja bonna abalonde abaisirayiri obukumi busatu. Onyolo okubiri. Dawudi nagolokoka nagenda n'abantu bonna abaali naye okuva ebbaale Yuda okujjayo sanduko ya Katonda okugirinyisa eyayitibwa erinnya lyennyini erinnya lya Mukama weje atuula ku bakerubi. Onyolo okusatu.
Yes, he was with you.
Praise Jesus so much.
Kabaka Dawudi
King David
nakunganya abalonde
and he gathered the elects.
Era wano tuliwo okukunganya baki?
And here we are to gather the elects.
Abalonde ba Katonda.
The elects of God.
Mukama Yesu bagenda okudda
okunona. Christ is going to come back for.
Okubategeeza ekibagwanidde okukola mu
kwetegekera. Tell them what's required of them to do in preparations.
Yes, he was with.
Praise Jesus.
Okubakubiriza.
To mobilize them.
Okuzza sanduko ya Mukama.
To restore the ark of the covenant
of God. Ekigambo kya Katonda mu
kanisa. The word of God in the church.
Naye nga Dawudi oyo
but that David
ayina okubanga alwanya entalo
he must have fought wars
okumegaba Goliath
to wrestle beat down the Goliath
abasajja abadde abagulumidde mu nsi
men who had been lifted up in the world
nga bali nga ab'ebitiibwa
they seem to be honorable up there
nga bw'owulira amakuŋŋaaniro gawe amakanisa odiirawo
you quake
naye nga temuli
but there's nothing
tugenda twali jinja mukama
wa Yesu we are going to get the stone the Lord Jesus
tuteeke mu
put in a shrine
usinjire mu new generation
best new generation throwing off
ejinja mukama wa Yesu
yekigambo kya Katonda the word of God
ye yali mu mvumulo
the one who was in the trench
we was already
that's the old rock
kigambo kya Katonda
the word of God
yali mu mvumulo yani
he was the trench of David
tugenda tinaje tulinga tukasuka
we are going to
ku TV radio
televisions radio
kwe weke nyinyi ngana uli radio
samu yourself you be a movie radio
WhatsApp
Facebook
Westbook
every social media we throwing
bagoli yasi bonaje bali munsi
all the Goliath who they are in the world
ngata demvumulo
and we put stones in the fringes
also kanote kamwe kweza sitani
no uba skills of the devil is swift you throw off
Yes, he was
with Jesus.
So okutuko okuleta isanduko ya mateka.
Reach to bring the ark of the covenant.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Eri abantu.
And to the people.
Ojiko myao mu nyumba ya Mukama.
Restore it the house of God.
Oteke ndo kubanga Goliath kyo bakoze.
Must have beat the Goliath.
Abasajja abaya tikirira.
Men who had gotten popular and famous.
Na yenga muvumuro muri mwejinja.
But the shrine there is a stone.
Kigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Kama wafu Yesu.
The Lord Jesus.
Ngabwe tukanyuga.
As we throw off.
Emvumuro TV number 1.
Television number 1.
Radio number 2
mvumuro. Radio number 2 is the shrine.
WhatsApp.
WhatsApp.
Facebook.
Facebook.
Email.
Emails.
Nawe kenyini kwetu kwaso baka
bulu. Whom we commit this message to.
Anasoburu kubongera
yo. Who will spread it to others.
Ezo zemvumuro zilize.
Those are the shrine just to yours.
Ndio kazi kuba abasajja Goliath
strike the giant Goliath
abasajja abaya kikirira
men what got in popular and famous
okuba megawas
to beat them down
uro kuyiganyanga Israel kanisa ya Mukama
mountain Israel the church of God
nebanyaga sente nebaba
broke money stole
nebaba wesayo kubitalina kuwebwayo
you offer over things not supposed to be offered
ati mwe bagoliasi mwetege
now you the Goliath be prepared
omanyi tuliani tuli mukolega
mvumuro you know we are here spreading our shreds
but pakira mwe amayinja
as we packing stones
age kigambo kya Katonda
of the word of God
mukama wafu Yesu
the Lord Jesus
ejinja abazimbire bagana
the stone which was rejected by the builders
riri ali mu mvumuro
what was in the fringe
yakabaka
of King David
Strike a target once
and the giant is down.
A usual stone. Yes, we are.
Jesus followed and pursued it.
Katumariwano.
Samuel chokubide sura ya mukaga olunyiriri olomukaga.
2 Samuel 6 verse 6.
Olunyolo okusatu.
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 3.
Ne bateka sanduko ya Katonda ku gali epya. Ne bajija mu nyumba ya Abinadabu yali ku lusozi. Uza ne Akiyo batabani ba Abinadabu ne bagoba egali epya. Olokuna ne bajija mu nyumba ya Abinadabu yali ku lusozi ne sanduko ya Katonda. Akiyo nakulembera sanduko. Unyolo kutano. Daudi ne nyumba yone ya Israeli. Ne bakubira mu maaso ga Mukama ebintu eby'emiberosi. Egy'engeri zonna. N'ennanga n'entongooli. N'ebitaasa n'ensaasi n'ebisaala. Olw'omukaaga. Awo bwe baatuuka mu gguliro erya Kooni. Erya Nakoli. Uza n'agolola omukono gwe ku sanduko ya Katonda. N'agikwatako kubanga ente yeesitala. Olw'omusanvu obusungu bwa Mukama ne bububuuka ku Uza. Katonda n'amukubira eyo olw'ekyonono kye n'afiira awo awali essanduko ya Katonda.
Ka tulina okwegendereza
okuzza
kw'essanduko ya Mukama
ekigambo
kya Katonda mu kkanisa. Yes, you
praise Jesus so much.
Vanga mlimu abagendo tulanga muliyao mwagala chikaganjura.
You sit and you want to mess it up.
Tusomesa bwetu kigwe no binyola nyola no yongera mu ebiyo.
Twisting adding your things.
Mbote kiterit
that is not settled well after ordering.
Kutereza mura ino
kitege. Align you itself and you understand it.
Ujja kubanga ali mbakolise kisoka 10 ne.
First Corinthians 11.
Oberengo olwala.
And you get sick.
Gwata bila na manyi. Naba mujja kufa.
And others will die even.
Kubanga mwagala okutereereza.
You want to always order.
Kanterezite.
Let me order this.
Mwe kigambo kire
kata kire. What it seems bent here.
Mwote kama butwa.
Yet you put poison into beat you itself.
Nenga batugambi.
But they have told us.
Nti okudda ku sanduka eno kuliko ettendo. Kuliko okutendereza Katonda.
Praising of God.
Kuliko okumusinza okw'ekitalo.
Worshiping him.
N'ebivuga.
And with him music instruments.
Ebirimu ku ddoboozi ly'ennanga.
Voices and the harps.
Nga si bigunje bugunje.
And not just invented.
Ng'abalala bagunje ebivuga ebiringa ebya Dawudi.
Harps like of David.
Ne bazina kama zina gw'omunsi.
And they sing and they dance over dancings of
Abadale
the world.
Mu kanisa.
And they bring them in the church.
Ababa rowozesa okuba nti batendereza Katonda.
And they bring their praise in God.
Mukama agenda tusitulamu ennyimba eziri mu gospel eziri mu njiri.
God raise up gospel songs of the gospel.
Nga zirimu ennanga ezivuga obulungi n'amaloboozi gaazo.
Musical instruments with their voicings.
Kubanga Dawudi bwatu bwalina okubeera.
That is how David is meant to be.
Akubye ba Goliath.
He's beat the Goliath.
N'enfumuro y'ejjinja ly'ekigambo kya Mukama.
Or the stone of the word of God.
Akomyawo essanduko ya Mukama.
Bringing back the ark of covenant of God.
Ekigambo kya Katonda.
The word of God.
Nyumba ya Katonda.
In the house of God.
Yekanisa.
That's the church.
Abantu ba Katonda.
People of God.
Abaana ba Katonda.
The children of God.
N'okutendereza n'okusinza.
And the praise and the worship.
Samuel ekyokubiri esula ya mukaaga onyolo munaana.
2 Samuel chapter 6 verse 8.
Awo Dawudi n'anyiiga kubanga Mukama awamatukidde Uza n'ayita ekifo ekyo Perezuza ne leero.
Nze sijja kunyiiga nga bakkubye.
I will not get angered when they have beaten you.
Nja kumanya kimanyiiko lwaki bakukubye.
I will know why they have beaten you.
Samuel ekyokubiri esula ya mukaaga onyolo mwenda.
2 Samuel. Tugende ku 16.
Let's get to verse 16.
Samuel ekyokubiri sura ya mukaaga onyolo 16.
2 Samuel 6 verse 16.
Awo olwatuuka essanduuko ya Mukama bwe yali ng'eyingira mu kibuga kya Dawudi. Mikaali muwala wa Sawulo n'alingiza mu ddirisa n'alaba kabaka Dawudi ng'abuuka ng'azinira mu maaso ga Mukama. N'amunyoma mu mutima gwe.
Kakati ffe tujja kuba nga tutendereza.
Now we shall be praising.
Erigwanidde.
Which is worthy.
Abalala bagambe.
Others will say.
Look at their clothing.
They clothe long things.
Mumumanyi.
It's up to you. We have two scriptures of truth.
You know,
you're out there, people dust you, dustings of the devils. Those dustings of the demons like that. And you're there watching.
Ballet dance, ballet
dance, dancings of the dogs. It throws its legs and it's lying down like that. You know when a dog slips on down?
Pastor Pantis is watching. And he stretched the breast for him like that. The pastor is watching.
You corrupt
temple in mind, you men. We shan't fail to speak of them. Let's move on, we hear.
2 Samuel 6:17. Daudi je yali asimbi, ajisimbi de. Daudi na awaye chiwewa ye chokewa. Ne chiwewa ye ule mirembe masoga mukama.
Yes, you must be.
Praise Jesus so much.
E sando keno.
This Ark of the Covenant.
It
is the word of God.
Tujiteka muweme zimbi dua.
We put it in the tent build.
Na hika angano tupuja zimba bizimbo kubira wema ya
katona. Right now, we no more buildings be the tent of God. But you yourselves bring the word of God back within you.
We
speak in the first Corinthians chapter 3:16 and he speaks this.
First Corinthians 3:16.
Yes, praise Jesus so much. We ourselves, we are the temples of God.
We
want to do a transfer of things in the Ark of the Covenant, in the Word of God, to come within you,
and
hold the Word of God within you.
And
when we are ministering, the Holy Spirit writes within you this word, the gospel and all the verses, you can be a moving ark. Which can be able to minister.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
For he
speaks in 2 Corinthians chapter 3. And he speaks this.
2
Corinthians chapter 3. From verses
1
unto 4.
2
Corinthians chapter 3 from verse 1.
Tutanula nato kwetendereza feka. Oba twetaage baluwa nga abalala ez'okutendereza eri mmwe oba eziva gye muli. Olwokubiri, mwe muli baluwa yaffe eyawandiikibwa mu mitima gyaffe abantu bonna gye bategeera gye basoma. Olwokusatu, nga mulabisibwa okuba ebbaluwa ya Kristo ffe gye twamuwererezaamu etawandiikibwa na bwino wabula omwoyo gwa Katonda omulamu.
Siku bipande vya mayinja.
Not in tablets of stone like it was in the ark.
Iranga bweri mukuru.
Just as it's in heaven.
Wabula mochi.
But
mara yao.
Wabula ku bipande vya mitima egy'omubiri.
Omwoyo mtukuvu agenda wandika
mu mitima. Holy Spirit is right in your hearts.
Agenda kula transfer ya Bible yenu yonna.
Transfer of the entire Bible.
Agiteke mukuru.
Put it within you.
And
one writing every time we study, when you get your time, it writes in you. Reach a time scriptures pour with from you. Bring back the word of God in the church. Bring back the ark of covenant. David brought it back in the shadow house, which was of the building. Because Jesus shifted it.
The
building that of 3 days. That which is in you. Bring back the ark in the church.
And
to the saints of God.
He
speaks in John 15. Verse 7. And he says this. John 15 verse
7. Bwemubeera bwebibeera mumwe. Musabenga chemwagala chonna munachikolerwanga.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So tuli mukola transfer.
Now we're making a transfer.
Labu wasalawo kuingira mu Kristo Yesu.
Started to enter in Christ Jesus.
Nebi awandi kwabyo nebi muogerako.
All scripture speaking of him.
Nebi to be taken mu
them to be put them in you.
Osubulo kubanga Bible yekutukiriza kwati yakugamba
ko. Bible can fulfill upon what it spoke.
Omata Yesule ye 10.
Matthew 10.
Nditemwera likiranga kibantu chemu kya kuddamu.
Don't worry what to answer.
Kubana ababuza.
And they will be asking you.
Kubanga moyo wakatonda kennyini.
Anaba
wange ekyo kuddamu kisere ekyo.
You what to answer in that time.
Kubanga anaba yawandi katye bintu bino mugwe.
Things in you.
Ngawafuka sanduku ya mateka.
Act of the covenant.
Ubu kubengaruzi kubanga.
If you clap, you clap. For here we don't clap back.
Kutulagira bantu kubengaru.
Don't come
command people to clap here. If you feel it's necessary to clap, you clap. If you feel you clap, you say amen, you say it.
Hallelujah
means God reigns. You too, you can feel he reigns.
Amen.
You
can
hear Jesus and you confirm he is Jesus. When I commanded you,
you
not understood it in your hearts.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
So mu kigambo kino,
now in this word, the way
alikira mu kujja mu mulimu guno,
don't worry to come in this world,
Katonda okusemba
the final work of God.
Kubanga akukutemu percentage nene nene,
your greatest percentage
ya gulimu kenyini,
the one involved himself,
mwete kufukuandika Bible mwe benyini,
write the Bible in you yourself,
okubafulesa nuko ya mateka,
make you the ark of the covenant,
elimu kigambo kya Katonda,
which is in the word of God.
After
I remind you, if you would have forgotten,
there
are scriptures are falling. This one too. Another scum. This one. You think what? How
do
you make it? What it made me I speak of? If I
were
I would have said it's impossible.
You know,
minister, if you need him, they all have. If you don't want the word of God, you don't welcome them again. If you see, somebody who sees, explain everything.
Those who have spent
2 days already, they have begun to write in them.
Come
on the mountain of God to be taught of God. Like Isaiah 2:4.
Isaiah 48:17.
Is God teaching us to prophet? And he shows us the way to pass. Showed us how we are to do everything. Truly, he's done us good. Let's end with this. In the 2 Samuel, chapter 6, verse
20. 2 Samuel 6:20. Awo Daudi nakomawo okusabira ab'omu nyumba ye omukisa. Awo Mikali muwala wa Sawulo n'afuluma okusisinkana ne Daudi. N'ayogera nti kabaka wa Isirayiri ng'abadde wa kitalo leero. Eyebikulidde leero mu maaso g'abazaana n'abaddu be.
Omanyi mulimu abagenda okuddawo beeyogezi.
Those who are going to get aside speak funny things.
Oyo abeera mu baddu be. Omanyi bo balina olusumba lwabwe lwe babaddemu.
Okubeera
awo ne bannonoosi yalingamu.
Oli
musumba ne bakusanga oyo olutandawo. Munyumyamu.
You are chatting.
Ati tukwata bwoto w'oluganda omuwala.
And don't touch the brother who is a sister like that.
Abasista musobolamu okubeera
bwe.
But the brothers, no, don't do like this.
I don't want us to do things not right.
Most people are
doing things with our colleagues. We are cooking. We are speaking. Now look. He is the people. They come
and
ask, where is the pastor of this place? And they ask me myself. I tell you, see him tomorrow on the pulpit. Come tomorrow, you will see him.
That
is the David in his people. Children of God like them.
Samuel chokubire sura ya mukaga olunyiriri olwabiri.
2 Samuel 6:20.
Awo Mikali muwala wa Sawulo n'afuluma okusinkana ne Daudi. N'ayogera nti kabaka wa Isirayiri ng'abadde wa kitiibwa leero. Eyebikulidde leero mu maaso g'abazaana n'abaddu be.
ng'omu ku basajja abataliiko kye bagasa bwe yeebikula nga talina nsonyi.
Then
they found him clothing very honorable. It's you yesterday who was dancing?
And
when the people dancing with him? Some don't attend praise and the worship.
Him
and is coming.
Samuel Chokubi Esula Yamukaga. 2 Samuel 6:21. Daudi n'agamba Mikali nti, kyabadde mu maaso ga Mukama eyannonda okusinga kitaawo n'okusinga ennyumba ye yonna okunfula omukulu w'abantu ba Mukama.
Ndekyo tukikola mbeera za bwakabaka bwa
Katonda.
Eyannonda okusinga kitaawo.
You chose me instead of your father.
Omanyi mumbadde ne bakitammwe.
You know you have been your fathers in your spirits as you claimed.
But
we, they didn't plant us.
But
we were planted by God who gave us this.
Samuel 2 Samuel 6:21. Agambe Daudi n'agamba Mikali nti, kyabadde mu maaso ga Mukama eyannonda okusinga kitaawo n'okusinga ennyumba ye yonna okunfula omukulu w'abantu ba Mukama owa Isirayiri. Kyenaavanga nzannyira mu maaso ga Mukama.
Namugamba nzendeka tomalako ddembe lyange.
Don't take my liberty from me.
Omanyi weemalako eddembe.
You know they take your freedom from you.
Weefuula gyentu
simanyi. You make yourself so honorable.
Abantu bagenda okunsiŋŋananga ndi ku kikomando ntudde
embya. Eating my chapati eating.
Weemalako emirembe gyokuwa kennyini Katonda
gy'atakumaze. You're taking your freedom from yourself which God has bought for you.
Abala tebagana kujja mu court.
Others don't want to
come. They are
sweating. They don't put on the coat.
Mbwa ayagala asigale nga
gentle. They want to remain gentle.
Uwange gentle tena bikira mu ebyo
byoga. Gentleness doesn't appear in what you claim.
Era bikange ekigambo kyendiri bwe kiri bwo kibulira.
Gentle as you hear it.
Samuel ekyokubiri essula y'omukaaga onyolwa biri mu ebbiri.
2 Samuel 6.
Era ne yeeyongeranga okwetowaza okukirawo.
Kaakati tugenda kweyongera bweyongeza kwakana. Kubanga oyo ye Dawudi.
That is David.
Abasinga batera okumbuuza lwaki obeera mu mbeera
z'oli. Ask me why you moving in the way you are in.
Waliwo qualities ze nnina okuba nazo nga zo nteekwa buteekwa.
Qualities are meant to have and are meant to move by them.
Era bw'onandaba ewuwo nga nzize okuzimba tewakana.
If you see me come
to nzize okulima oluggya.
I've come to clear your compound.
When I tell you that you
if I pass, I do not clear your compound.
Namba, na,
so
na
I will come with a mop and my gum boots. Let's do the work.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus.
I want
to show where the qualities
are. Now, one of the
77 has those.
Samuel ekyokubiri essula y'omukaaga olunnya olw'abiri mu ebbiri.
2 Samuel 6:22.
Era anaabanga anyoomebwa mu maaso gange nze naye abazaana boyogeddeko abo balinzisaamu ekitiibwa. 2:3. Mikali muwala wa Sawulo n'atazaala mwana okutuusa ku lunaku kwe yafiira.
Kakati weegendereze.
Now be very careful.
Ja kuva eryo neyogerezeeko ebigambo byonna nkulabe bulabi.
Funny words, I will just
bakukolimire. Nze sikolimira muntu
yenna. I don't curse any person.
Nkirikawo na bisi.
I keep silent even. Watch you.
Oyogera byoyogedde
ne nkulaba. You speak whenever you speak, I look at you.
Ne balyoka bakusiba omuguwa.
And tie a rope, you will never get out.
Bino si byakudda oyogere na mbwa byoyagala.
It's not just to speak what you want.
Era omuntu bw'akola kyakoze mulabe
bulamu
olabe Katonda awolire eggwanga ky'anaakola.
God who covers vengeance out what he will do.
tie a rope to that person.
And this man came forward wanting to build
in our way. He put those stones in the gate of our sides. He wanted to build his structure. And he commanded us to change the gate to this side. I told him, you have money. But me, I have God. And he holds the life of humanity. Even your life, he has it. Now, tomorrow you may want to come build and you never remain with your life. The man did come back. But he had packed his plado there.
He's going
build there forcefully. I told him what I told him in the name of Jesus.
Not
build here. Nothing. Slow.
No,
you will see the rope. You despise me. Where I preach, they will honor me. Then the woman looked for a child.
Yes, he was.
Praise Jesus.
So,
I hope you've seen all those qualities. I think one service is enough for us today. Is it not enough? What's the time?
Mukanga.
A quarter to me.
Yeah. The service is more than enough.
Service can be enough.
Let's finish this.
Chapter 7. Let's go to chapter 7.
Samuel chokubiri esula ya musango nyolisoka.
2 Samuel chapter 7 verse 1.
Awo lwatuka kabaka bwe yatula mu nyumba ye. Era mukama nga muwadde okuwummula eri abalabe be bonna.
Tugenda kuwummuzibwa.
We are going to get rest.
Era buli ajja wano teekwa buteekwa kuyingira mu kiwummulo.
We come say you must enter the rest.
Yesu yebazibwa.
Praise Jesus.
Banga tukomya obulokozi bwa mukama waffe Yesu.
The salvation of Jesus.
We yayogerako mu Matayo 11.
Spoke of in Matthew 11.
Abiri mu 10 paka
7. 25 to 30.
Timuje mwe naba ko ina bazikoweriddwa.
Come all who are weary and burdened.
Munarabe tumuro chemiyo
ya. See the rest of your spirits.
Twagala mufuno esanyu lyo obulokozi.
We want to get the joy of salvation.
Banga ayogera mu Zaburi.
He speaks in the Psalms. Yata
nwe mu nyoro 12.
12.
Ntyo zilize esanyu lyo obulokozi.
Restore the joy of salvation.
Oyweze no munyo kwedembe.
Sustain me with the spirit of liberty.
Mubakolise kyo kubiri.
In the second Corinthians
chapter 3,
verse
15,
unto
17.
See, the Lord is the Spirit. When the Spirit of the Lord is, there is liberty. When you come in new generation, you teach you armies of angels. Call them in dreams. Call them physical. Demons no more strangle you.
One
struggle no more in them. And you have rested in the name of Jesus.
What
David is meant to do like that.
Bring peace
and rest to the church of God.
Samuel chokubiye sura yo musanvu olunyo olusoka.
2 Samuel 7 verse 1.
Awo lwatu kakabaka bwe yatula mu nyumba ye era mukama nga muwadde okuwummula eri abalabe be bonna abamwetoloola. Olunyo olwokubiri. Awo kabaka n'agamba Nasani nabbi nti laba nno nze ntula mu nyumba ey'emivule. Na esanduko ya Katonda etula munda webitimbe.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
Etugenda zimba nyumba ya biki?
You're not going to build physical
ebizimbe
temples as the church.
Etujja bizimbanga makunga
ndino. Build them as synagogues.
Okusinzira mu Isaiah sura yoko na.
According to Isaiah 4.
Munyoro kutano romuka.
Verses 5 and 6.
Wali bera owema.
There will be a tent.
Eliba yamba omusana obutaboja.
Which will save you sunshine not to hit you.
Na olubugu mu.
And the heat.
Na empewo na eliye
nkuba. And the cold and the rainfall.
Yes, we have
praise Jesus so much.
So na yenge kanisa tuliba kuzimba mba.
To build you,
we never to be
well alone as pastors, and you are bad Lord.
Right,
it's the work of King David.
To
see the ark of God,
put
in the house built well.
And you
mature in the spirit and in the flesh.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So, oyono.
That is the way of King David. How is to appear? That's why in this call,
Osprey
and Vision, right from Watzel and Klein, they say the man must be like Moses.
Elijah and the King David.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Thank you for
God and explained all those issues.
Visions
see what they tell us at the end.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. Let's finish, see where it ends. Do you have any question on that? And he said,
there's
where you've not understood in that vision. Or you will come ask it to me. That we save time.
Supposed to be in Uganda. Ugandans are to be a special race of God, God's chosen people. We look. Also, the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda.
Uganda.
Moses and Aaron, David's throne. Also, the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda. Uganda. Here in Uganda exists a man who is heading this work, who is Elijah, Moses, and Aaron, David's throne. Also, the covenant box is supposed to be in Uganda.
Yes,
Ugandans.
Praise Jesus. Told you the man to head that work is like Elijah.
He's
like Moses. And the hair on David's throne.
This
we've shown why this book is meant to be like that. I hope you've understood well.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
He
said the Ark of the Covenant
is
meant to be within Uganda. I think you've understood all.
Are to be a special race of God, God's chosen people. We looked for this man and failed to trace him, nor the church he is heading.
They say they try to look for this man.
Or
to see the ministry he heads.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much. But they failed to trace him. The problem which is they were involved tracing him. When they say pressing,
meant
to be in a specific place, have to look for him where he is. But they left us, they told us this.
According to the vision, the man is on the west part of River Nile. This is no joking matter. We did not.
According to the vision they saw, this man is expected to be around the River Nile.
He is in the west part of the River Nile.
He is in the west part of the River Nile. But me in that time, as I first told you, I grew up around the Mabira Forest.
Mukono district.
And the Mukono district.
Mukono district
was the former Mukono district by then. Right now it's called Buyike district. In the place called Lugazi. In that place. The village is called Sagazi. There are a few kilometers there. From Mabira to Chira where it is, the River Nile. Because the searching was not easy. God wanted it to be like that. Someone young, you may take them, train them your own things. The reason why Jesus was not discovered young, that out be trained by God where he was. They took him past him Egypt. They brought him back. It was out there not known well. Now we know all. We're here to prepare Uganda for the coming of the Lord Jesus.
Uganda,
and Uganda prepare all the nations.
They
have told us this work is not a joking matter.
No joking matter. We did not save our money for nothing. We were surprised that none of the people we asked knew anything. Neither the pastors we approached. We therefore request that whomever knows
Jesus, they say they tried to search for this man. They say it's not a joking matter. They had gathered their money for that work. Most of them checked out of their bodies now.
But
they left that promise with their children. And now they are waiting for us. They said they tried to inquire.
And
God surprised no person in Uganda knew of that issue. And they said neither the pastors they reached on. Now what surprises most? This man of the dogs. In those days, why did he come out say he's the one? Now he's coming out today.
We approached. We therefore request that whomever knows anything about this man, or his church, or the man himself, to contact us at the address below.
He said, whoever knows whereabouts of that man, though that man himself, contact them on the address below. Because of the many con men,
address
was deactivated. It's to try to search for it. But God is good. He will do his work.
He already
fulfilled what he told us.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Expect
this is the right timing.
We
move on to do this work. Those who have something to put in place. See, we put a television help nation board. The nation realize what God needs from us. All of you can reach us. And we can join the hand to put the television. The truth is this. Even if you take away your land, you make an agreement that has to be restored back. Even if a house, you write down in written document,
contain
the agreement. God's not going to rob from any person.
You
prepared already
people,
but they need to know where that thing is.
We need to
put in our hands
and we
work together with God. The people
in
the world, they will realize it and they get what they get them, they will bring and we restore back. If you want profits, we will be given that. That I'm sure about that. Did you bring me here?
Oh,
you paid for me here.
You
promise. He's the one who pays.
You don't
know even how he connected us to the owners.
What
show us he can do the best. One and a half year he makes us this. Something is doing hastily.
Now
you out there, you're missing your blessing. Put what you have in the beginning and we make an agreement of it.
This
man sold land for 300 million. We made a television out of it.
It's restored
400 million. Oh, this woman. If you want lawyers to bring them, whatever God to promise, we write it down. That's why we two will write down.
Yes, yeah. Yes,
praise Jesus so much. People have put things to sell. People can get us buyers to buy buildings. An island. It's on 86 acres. We have a portion of the television on that. It's in Kalangala. After the island you put there, that one gave us no condition attached.
No
have to pay back their money.
Yes, you must
praise Jesus so much.
You
can do that.
Because
you're weakening yourself.
Not the but you rejoice
over that. When you
now I need to know that
you with a little add on.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
Don't
say they have. Someone has 300 millions.
Then you have
whatever you can put. That way we write them down and
their
name. For helping our nation. Stop whatever is moving on now.
We need to begin
the call of the nation in the shortest time.
Yes,
praise Jesus.
So
the next time,
come
back, get explained the vision of
Apostle Paul.
Outpouring of the Holy Spirit in His fullness. The seven spirits of God
on
the nation of Uganda.
Yes,
praise Jesus so much.
Then we
see the vision of John Kanya,
Nigeria.
The Nigerian.
Atonanga agamba revive no kuva mugwanga.
God say you can't revive his people. It is called us to wisdom.
Great wisdom.
The great wisdom.
Okumanya okujude.
The full knowledge.
No kubikulirwa okutekebwa mu nkola.
The revelation in the action.
Tujja simba yono mwara wechiti wa yuri musubiri kaguta.
The daughter of his excellency wa kaguta museveni.
Kama gwe yalaga ndi omusana gwe chigambo gwino kuva mu Uganda okunensi yona.
God showed the light of the word is come from Uganda.
Those are
not the only ones who call the vision. Right from outside many,
Uganda,
even Uganda. Many.
Those
are the four samples which we give you all. May God bless you. Thank you for coming.